Good week off. Got a chance to relax and refresh. We got 5 of the last 7 division games, and I know the NFL's been doing that to keep some of those interesting, I think. There's quite a few teams that finish the same way that we do. So, you know, it's right there in front of us. We got the opportunity to, you know, control our own future here, and hopefully we can get it done. Mike likes to put up these posters on the doors that say different things in reference to whatever opponent it is. You have to ask him about those. I don't know how comfortable he is sharing what's on those posters, but I can tell you that there's got to be a poster store around the area that's making a lot of money off of Mike and his slogans.
Did you share one
with us? Example.
I can't. You got to ask Mike.
Are those for division games only?
Usually, yeah.
They've been really good inside the red zone defensively, and you guys obviously have been really good offensively. I guess what is the challenge with this week?
Yeah, I mean, the windows are tighter in the red zone, and we've been pretty good. We've, you know, actually probably been better than our percentage. We've had a couple end-of-the-game drives that kind of count against you, unfortunately. You kneel down 3 times inside the 20, and you get a 0-for-1 in the red zone. So we've been pretty good in the red zone. We've done a good job of, you know, not turning the ball over and making quick decisions.
Did Jordy look back to normal today?
I'm going to let him answer that.
Season, how do things change for
a group
of projects
and
perhaps for yourself?
Well, TJ's a swing guy, so he's gonna be swinging around that line, and have a lot of confidence in Evan. I think he's done a good job. Whenever he gets called on, whether it's center or guard, we believe he's going to be a big part of the future of the Packers' offensive line, and it'll be good for him to get some reps in from the start of the game. He did a good job last week coming in. You know, off the bench, cold, and he'll be ready to play.
Did you guys play with some crowd noise today a little bit?
Yeah, we did.
It sounded like a wild. Is that really helpful to feel going into a dome?
I think so. You just have to practice the communication, the nonverbal communication, some of the stuff we do with the cadence. I think it's always good to get a refresher, especially, you know, we haven't played in a couple weeks.
What do you see with the secondary? As you look at them, they're fairly highly rated. When you see them, you still see some soft spots?
Well, they're beat up a little bit. It'll be interesting to see who's playing, if Houston plays, if Delmas plays. But if they're all healthy, I think it's an improved secondary. They've gotten better the last couple of years, and their guys are getting older and playing together now for a few years. They added Lacey to the mix. But I think it's an improving secondary. They're helped by a real good front four that can get after the passer. And for us, it starts with protection. If we can block it up, then we can take some chances down the field.
So what do you guys say to Ryan Taylor now that he's $21,000 later for a hit that wasn't penalizing him?
Yeah, he's had a rough week. He's sensitive about the fine. He just got passed up for most receptions in North Carolina tight end history. He wasn't put on this special wall of courage at North Carolina either. So he's been kind of taking some shots this week. It's been a rough week for him.
In the spirit of Movember, why go with the mustache and not the handlebar like you had at the end of summer?
I just like this look, I do. And, you know, unlike some TV programs, any chance I can to raise awareness about cancer, I'm going to do. So that's why I'm choosing to wear this for now. Not sure how long it's going to stay, but I'm here in front of you guys today.